Today, we will be taking a look at how leadership evolves. But what exactly is leadership? What is the difference between management and leadership? You might have given it some thought. Now, management is all about the administration of processes and procedures and guidelines. But leadership is all about influence. Let's examine a quote from the great Steve Jobs, founder of Apple. Steve says, "Management is about persuading people to do things they do not want to do, while leadership is about inspiring people to do things they never thought they could." This underscores the importance of leadership. It's inspirational, and it's all about influencing. John Maxwell, America's leadership guru, my mentor, he says, "The true measure of leadership is influence. Nothing more, nothing less." He also says, "He who thinks he leadeth, but has no one following him, is only taking a walk." Isn't that true? Many leaders, not really having a whole lot of followers, are not really leaders, are they? So to be a great leader, we must intentionally pursue the journey of leadership and do those things that make leaders great. Let's examine where the journey starts. It starts off in the forming stage. So this is based on a model I put together called the Fetus model. It starts off with the forming stage, and in the formative years, we have a baby learning how to influence, using crying as a guilt trip, developing basic skills, basic ideas about influencing others. You go back in that journey and think about it. When did you first learn about influencing? Did you learn a cause and effect when you were young about things you did that gave you leverage and gave you influence? Did you ever manipulate your parents or those around you? Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But I sure knew there was a cause and effect at an early age. Everyday interaction and observing adults and observing older siblings, you probably formed an idea about what to do to gain some influence, perhaps unconsciously acquiring habits. That's the first stage, the forming stage. Now, this is an entire curriculum. I'm giving you the top of the waves just to take you through the journey. So this is where there's an establishment of some cause and effect understanding. The next stage is the experiencing stage. This is where you actually encounter more vivid forms of leadership, maybe by being a follower. Maybe you were in the Boy Scouts or the Boys Brigade, which I was at the time. And there's this consciousness and an awareness of seeing leadership in action, experiencing leadership at school, practical experiences. Maybe you were on a team, a sports team, a swimming team, and you realize that some individuals had some type of leverage, influence, and maybe you wanted to have that. Maybe you saw teachers as leaders, parents as leaders. Maybe you went on trips with teachers who led you. The clergy and religious institution might have had a part in that, authority figures wherever you lived. Maybe you witnessed a peacemaker in action. Maybe your older siblings actually led you, influenced you in ways that were a bit draconian. You know what I'm talking about. This is all about the experiencing stage. Now, the next stage is the demonstrating stage. This is where you begin to exhibit some forms of leadership, maybe even unconsciously, practicing acts of leadership such as being responsible for yourself. Maybe you had to iron your clothes at an really early age, maybe tying your laces, packing your bags, riding your bike all alone on an isolated path made you more aware of your influence over your outcomes. Leading others as a prefect, maybe leading a debate team, standing up for others, doing your own laundry. Now, this is becoming a little bit more of an intentional, conscious cause-effect where your life is concerned, taking the initiative, being decisive. Do you remember the first time you were given the opportunity to choose from a menu, maybe with parents or family, early work experiences? These are all occurrences of you demonstrating leadership. You may not see it like that, but understand that leadership is all about influence. And if you started influencing right there, that's where leadership is exhibited. Now, many of us find ourselves being leaders implicitly until one day there's an awakening. Maybe right now is your awakening. Maybe you're now beginning to realize, wow, This is really what leadership is. This is where you know leadership is a thing. Maybe it's the quote from John or Steve that opened your eyes just now to realize what leadership was. It's all about influence. This is where we learn what leadership is, and I call it the awakening. I went through an awakening much, much later on, years after I was already exhibiting leadership. Part of my previous life before I got into the world of project management was being a music producer, and I would take bands and singers and instrumentalists to studios. I would record them, I would organize them, and I would influence the outcome of those projects. Little did I know, that was actually leadership. I just didn't know until I had an awakening back in early 2000s when I first learned about John Maxwell and the 360-degree leader. And I began learning the curriculum, and I was awakened to the understanding that leadership is a thing. I need to know more about this. I actually went out and contacted John's company and said, have you got a program where people can learn about leadership? But as the laws go, little did I know that 9 months he would start the John Maxwell team, which I joined. And for over a decade, I've been learning from John. And a lot of my learnings have catalyzed my forming this model to really explain the evolution of leadership. So there's a heightened awareness of leadership in the awakening stage. And for many of us, it's a journey. You never get to the pinnacle. You continue learning more and more about leadership. And John talks about this all the time. The moment you stop growing, that's death. So we are all learning. It's a journey, right? But we learn by observing others. But one thing that I want to encourage you to be aware of is intentional leadership growth. And that's why I formed the Project Leadership Institute to inspire, grow, empower, and motivate others. The final stage is a sustaining stage. And that's what exactly my program through the Project Leadership Institute provides. It's not enough to know leadership is a thing. You have to grow into leadership on a daily basis, consciously pursuing leadership, being trained in something to lead your life. It could be through religious institutions. It could be through a school. It could be through learning life skills. It could be by being taught leadership. And understanding what leadership really is a journey. And that really summarizes the FEDDIS model for leadership evolution. That's why I said leadership is intentional growth to be the best version of yourself for you, for your family, for your team. And that's what the Project Leadership Institute is all about. Those who may have been certified as PMPs, PGMPs, RMPs, SPs, ACPs, PSMs, CSMs, CISSPs, all of those are great. Even if you're in the world of human resources, SPHRs, you're also welcome to join this institute. Because what we do here is we evolve to be the best version of ourselves. We learn together, we grow together. There's 60 professional development units. If you follow the entire journey for a year, we engage in resume building and job search and advice and assistance. It's like a home for you after you get certified. There's weekly coaching and mentoring. We share wins. We celebrate together. We're a family. We have brainstorming sessions. We have quarterly leadership seminars. We explore the work of John C. Maxwell, like I said. This is one of our curricula. It's Put Your Dreams to the Test. This is year two. We also have the year one curricula, How to Be a Real Success, and REAL stands for Relationships, Equipping, Attitude, and Leadership. We train that to our year one participants. We form a very firm base so that they understand what exactly success is. And in year two, we focus more on putting your dream to the test. Some of our students have gone on to form their own companies. Some of them have found their dream jobs, and some of them are doing great things. We also have a curriculum which is based on my book for project managers. It's called Project Manager's Guide to Effective Leadership, Management and Communications. That is also part of our curricula. So whatever you're looking to learn, develop, and grow in leadership-wise, this will definitely help grow. We also have the Dealing with People You Can't Stand worldwide curriculum that's developed by Dr. Rick Brinkman. You find this on Amazon, New York Times bestseller. It's been translated to so many languages. But we have a 3-hour seminar on our learning management system. Joining our Project Leadership Institute, you get access to this curriculum. We also have Dr. Rick coming back later on in 2022, 2023 to have a seminar on dealing with meetings you can't stand. You all know those meetings. We also have curricula in here by my buddy Roy Schilling and I on the PMBOK Guide 7th edition, where we trained and coached a group of PMs who were already certified to understand the 7th edition through an agile and hybrid lens. And Roy has provided coaching in scaling agile, and other topics in agile. You also find a lot of that on our learning management system. There's so much more for you to benefit from. So I want to encourage you, if you're looking to grow in leadership, if what I said resonated with you and you realize, wow, I need to learn this leadership game, I need to know more about leadership, go on down to projectleadershipinstitute.com. Let's work together, let's expand, let's grow, and let's generate some traction for action for your satisfaction. Go on down to projectleadershipinstitute.com. Thank you very much, and feel free to share this with your friends. I look forward to seeing you at PLI. Bye for now.